Sunny 101.9 is Mark and Walt in the morning with Halsey, Benny Blanco, Khalid, and everybody else that's on that one. It's called East Side. It is 8:13 on a Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio now, Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
I extended this to you. I said, hey, you had to move a couple things around because of weather, mm-hmm. and you're doing things this week. I said, come on in and tell everybody. So what's going on?
Yeah, I appreciate it. So we had to reschedule our children's carnival. That's going to be at River Rock Lanes. It'll be this Wednesday, June 22nd, 5:30, 7:30, same time. Yeah, the weather just wasn't cooperating last Wednesday. We had a little window of time, and everybody's like, let's not push it. And I'm glad we didn't, because at 10 to 6, everything opened up. Skies opened up. Yep. Lightning is blasting everywhere.
Oh, I know. And you didn't want to go through that. But what happens at this? Tell me a little bit about what you set up there.
Yeah, so the Children's Carnival is just a backyard carnival game time. You know, and it's a time just to, we've set it up in the River Rock Lane parking lot. It's free to attend for the public. Jay Goods Plumbing and Heating is the main sponsor, along with our GINCC Rockstars. And so we have backyard carnival games. We'll have first responder vehicles, fire trucks, police cars. We'll have a dunk tank, which is always popular, and an inflatable obstacle course that's hosted by the Ishpeming Rotary.
So why is this something that the chamber does? Why does GINCC do this?
Yeah, it's one of those opportunities to give back to the community. Part of our mission is not only to assist our membership, but to build community. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity to do that, to just get people together for a free event and have fun.
So when again and where? Because this was going to be last Wednesday.
Right. So we're still on Wednesday, June 22nd, mm-hmm. from 5:30 to 7:30 at River Rock Lanes. It's an after work event for people geared towards elementary school kids. So it's really, really fun games geared for that age range.
Yeah, bring the kids, have a little fun, let them wear themselves out and go to bed.
Yeah, free hot dogs, chips, and we'll give them a water to head
over. Oh, well, that's good, too. All right. Well, lots of things are also happening going into this weekend and then into the 4th of July holiday on the West End. Give us a quick update.
Yeah, so it seems like summer's kicking off. Oh, right now.
Right now.
Yep. Yeah. And after our Children's Carnival on Wednesday, happening in Ishpeming is going to be the Gus Macker. That's kicking off on Friday evening. And they'll be doing the Battle of the Badges again. So it'll be the fire department versus the police department for a fundraiser and just for bragging rights on who's the best ball team there. it'll be Croatian Chicken's going to be there this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Okay. So it'll be a good time for that. Even if you're not playing basketball,
just come have some Croatian chicken.
Yeah. 108 teams there.
108 teams. Yep. Wow.
So
quite a thing to wrangle and coordinate. So
they do a great job. You know, we support it. We help publicize it, but it's a core team of volunteers through the Ishpeming community events that really takes it on. And the Gus Macker Committee.
So let's talk a little bit then about the 4th of July. And it's actually, it's sort of the 2nd of July, the 3rd of July, the 4th of July, so on. All right.
Yeah, the whole weekend. So Ishpeming, their 4th of July committee moved to the first week of Saturday, the first weekend or first Saturday of the month.
Yes.
So they're working on the schedule to keep that. So July 2nd is Ishpeming's 4th of July.
That's the parade and the fireworks and the alcohol stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's on Saturday the 2nd.
Correct.
Then the 3rd
is Mishigami's fireworks.
Okay. And then the 4th of July is happening at...
Yeah, just chill out on 4th of July.
Take the day off, right? Go to Munising, whatever it is.
And then
then we get into Pioneer Days.
Pioneer Days. So actually Pioneer Days starts that weekend with the alumni tournament.
Yeah.
But the real Pioneer Days kicks off the next week with all the class reunions. The children's parade on Wednesday, and then the big events on July 9th.
Well, Saturday. I know that you keep everything straight on your website, and people can find you there. What is that?
Yeah, get a hold of us through GINCC.org, or give us a call at 486-1111. I'd love to see you, too. We're at the office out in front of Jubilee Foods, just off Highway 41.
Bob Hendrickson in the studio with us this morning, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber. We'll talk with you again soon here. We'll get it all scheduled, and I'll talk with you about that. And enjoy what's going to be a couple of warm days on the West End.
Right on. Thanks, Walt.
All right. If you missed any of our interview with Bob, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.